Hey everyone, it's your girl Laura Bennett here. Ever feel like you're on an emotional roller coaster? One minute you're soaring high, the next you're plummeting into a pit of despair. Trust me, I get it. We live in a world that constantly bombards us with stimuli, leaving our emotions feeling like a tangled mess sometimes. But here's the good news. You can actually learn to navigate these emotional waves with grace and confidence. That's where this podcast comes in. We're diving deep into the fascinating world of emotional awareness and intelligence because let's face it, understanding our feelings is the first step to truly living a fulfilling life. Now, I know what you're thinking. Emotional intelligence sounds like something from a self-help book. And yeah, there's definitely some truth to that. But think of it this way, wouldn't it be amazing to understand why you react the way you do in certain situations? Wouldn't it be empowering to know how to manage those intense feelings before they take over? That's exactly what we're aiming for here. So, buckle up, because today I'm dropping 5 key takeaways that will supercharge your emotional intelligence journey. Number 1, get curious about your emotions. It's like being a detective for your own mind. When you feel something, joy, sadness, anger, even boredom, take a moment to really observe it. What sensations are present in your body? What thoughts are swirling around? Don't judge or dismiss these feelings, simply acknowledge them and explore their nuances. You might be surprised by what you discover. Second, recognize that emotions are not facts. Just because you feel something intensely doesn't mean it's objectively true. Remember that old saying, my feelings are valid, but they aren't necessarily accurate, it's so powerful. Sometimes our emotions can be clouded by past experiences, insecurities, or even just plain stress. So take a step back and ask yourself, is this feeling based on solid evidence or just a knee-jerk reaction? Number 3, practice mindful communication. Think about how you express your emotions to others. Are you being honest but kind? Are you using a statement to own your feelings rather than blaming others? Remember, effective communication is all about clarity, empathy, and respect. When we communicate our emotions in a healthy way, we build stronger relationships and create a more positive environment for everyone. Now, let's talk about self-regulation. That's number 4. This is all about learning to manage those intense feelings when they arise. It's like having an internal toolbox full of strategies for calming down and finding balance. Some things you can try are deep breathing exercises, practicing mindfulness meditation, or even just taking a walk in nature. Experiment with different techniques until you find what works best for you. And finally, number 5, cultivate self-compassion. Remember that everyone makes mistakes and experiences difficult emotions. Be kind to yourself, offer words of encouragement, and celebrate your progress along the way. Self-compassion is a powerful tool that can help you navigate life's ups and downs with greater resilience and grace. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at work and your boss just delivered some unexpected criticism. Your heart starts racing, your palms get sweaty, and all you want to do is run and hide. But instead of letting those feelings control you, you take a deep breath, remind yourself that this doesn't define your worth, and then calmly ask for clarification on what they expect from you. You own your emotions, communicate effectively, and even turn the situation into an opportunity for growth. That's emotional intelligence in action. So remember, cultivating emotional awareness and intelligence is a lifelong journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your wins, and never stop learning and growing. This whole process of understanding our emotions is like leveling up in life. The more we practice, the stronger and more resilient we become. Remember those 5 key takeaways. Be curious about your feelings, recognize that emotions aren't facts, communicate mindfully, practice self-regulation, and always extend self-compassion. Now go out there and embrace your emotional journey with confidence. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from a little emotional boost. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.